Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, hello, everyone. Hope you're having a good week. And we're going to talk about free or low-cost summer concerts around the Triangle to start off today's program. Toast and Tunes concerts at Clower Family Vineyards in Apex. It's held the second Saturday of each month through November from 2 to 4 p.m. Again, that's the second Saturday of each month. Concerts at the Crossroads is back for another season at Flowers Crossroads. The beach music concerts are set for 3 to 6 p.m. on the following Sundays. May 10th, it's the Tams. September 13th, Jim Quick and the Coastline Band. And October 11th, it's the Band of Oz. Raleigh's Oak City 7 is back for summer 2015. The concerts are held on Thursdays, City Plaza, Fayetteville Street, downtown Raleigh. Scheduled concerts are set for May 28th, June 11th and 25th, July 9th and 23rd, and August 6th and 20th. Also, there's Pickin' in the Plaza, downtown Raleigh's free summer bluegrass concerts. Pickin' in the Plaza concerts are also held on Thursdays on the following dates this summer, June 4th and 18th, July 2nd, 16th and 30th, and August 13th and 27th. Carolina Inn's Fridays on the Porch returns for another season in Chapel Hill. Enjoy free live music every Friday through October 3rd, 5 to 8 p.m. Food, beer, and wine will be offered. 140 West Franklin Plaza in Chapel Hill hosts events every Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. until June 19th. A Southern Summer Outdoor Concert Series through September 20th at Southern Village in Chapel Hill. Free concerts on the Village Green each Sunday starting at 6. Live in a District Music Series at Village Marketplace, Morrisville, each Thursday night through June 18th. And the concerts are 6 to 8:30. Saturdays in Saxapahaw. This is the 11th year for these events and concerts. The Hay Wagon Stage will crank up in May, and events run through August 29th, Saturdays from 5 to 8 p.m. Warehouse Blues Concert Series, Durham Central Park, July 10th, kicks off the 12th annual Warehouse Blues Series. Four Fridays of live blues music. A blues harmonica masterclass complete with shiny new harmonicas for youth and a public jam session. The three other concerts will be held July 17th, 24th, and 31st. All events are free, open to the public. Food trucks and local craft beer will be available. Chatham County's Bynum Front Porch Friday Night Music Series. Folks from all over come and sit under the open sky to enjoy fine music, food from local vendors, and each other's company on summer evenings from May to September. It takes place the second and fourth Saturdays each month from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the front porch picking. Weaver Street Market, Carrboro, after hours music on the lawn, 6 to 8 p.m. starts May 14th. Jazz brunch on Sundays from 11 to 1 begins May 17th. Downtown Performers Series in Cary. Downtown Cary comes alive with all types of music during our Outdoor Performers Concert Series. Bring a picnic, sit back and relax, and enjoy the fresh air as the best local performers entertain you. All performances are located in the heart of Cary's downtown and are free. Marvelous Music Main Stage Series in Cary. Come to downtown Cary for the Malpass Brothers, Saturday, May 9th. 7 o'clock rock series. As you can imagine, all the concerts are at 7 o'clock and they are free. Clayton's Town Square concert series. The Clayton Town Square concerts are always the third Thursday of every month from May to September. Concerts are 7 to 9 p.m. on the Town Square lawn. Clayton's 2015 Millstock is celebrating its 15th year and is set for June 6th. Some music festivals coming up around the state this summer. May 7th through the 9th, it's Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver's Bluegrass Festival in Denton. The festival's in its 35th year in 2015. The festival site is Denton Farm Park. May 7th through the 10th, the LEAP Festival, Black Mountain, LEAP standing for Lake Eden Arts Festival. The festival site is Camp Rockmont. May 8th and 9th, the Beaufort Music Festival, and as you expect, that's held in Beaufort. The festival presents a free Friday evening show downtown and an all-day show Saturday that requires tickets. May 9th, North Carolina Brewers and Music Festival. This is in Huntersville. Festival site is historic Rural Hill. May 14th through the 17th is Connection Campout in Horseshoe. The festival site is Deerfields. May 15th and 16th, the Asheville Electro Music Festival in Asheville. It's at the Masonic Temple. May 15 and 16, Music at the Mills Bluegrass and Arts Festival in Union Mills, and it's held at the Union Mills Learning Center. May 15th through the 17th, it is Artsplosure in Raleigh. Admission to that is free. May 16th is the Carolina Blues Festival in Greensboro. That's held at Barber Park. May 16th, Deep South 20th Anniversary Street Festival, Raleigh. The festival site, of course, the Deep South Bar. Or should it be Deep South The Bar? May 16th, Rowan Blues and Jazz Festival, Salisbury. That's held in downtown Salisbury. May 17th, Mustang Spring Jam in Corolla. The Mustang Spring Jam, like October's Mustang Music Festival, is a benefit for the Corolla Wild Horse Fund, a nonprofit organization working to protect and preserve the last remaining herd of Spanish Mustangs on the northern Outer Banks. The festival site is Mike Diana's Grill Room. May 21st through the 23rd, Little John's Mountain Music Festival Snow Camp. It's held at the Cane Creek Campground. John and Natalie Manis carry on the tradition of his late father, John, founder of the Bass Mountain Boys and proprietor for more than 30 years of the Bass Mountain Music Festival. The renamed, family-oriented bluegrass show on Memorial Day weekends offers top names in bluegrass, plus several vendors. And their full-service campground has a fishing pond and hot showers. Again, that's Cane Creek Campground for Little John's Mountain Music Festival and Snow Camp. May 22nd through the 24th, Beach Music Weekend Festival in Roxboro at Willow Oak Park. May 22nd through the 24th, Fiddler's Grove Festival in Union Grove. It's held at the Fiddler's Grove Campground. May 22nd through the 24th, White Squirrel Festival in Brevard. The Downtown Street Festival celebrating albino squirrels in the Brevard area. May 25th is the Carl Sandburg Folk Music Festival in Flat Rock. Connemara, the North Carolina home of poet Carl Sandburg, hosts a gathering of local musicians each Memorial Day, which is open to the public and free. Tours of Connemara, the Sandburg home, which is a National Historic Site, will be available throughout the day for a small fee. May 29th through the 31st, Neon Weekend, Forest City. Old school and modern electronic music acts from North Carolina and surrounding states come together for an energy-filled live audio-visual experience. Must be 18 years old or older to attend. The festival site is the Forest City Grass Amphitheater. May 30th, Durham Blues and Brews Festival. Durham Central Park. Organizers say their version of the Music and Beer Festival, debuting in 2015, will feature local bands, about 20 local craft beers in 12-ounce pours, which will eliminate long lines. This is an adults-only event. May 30th, Shallow Bag Shag Beach Music Festival in Manteo. This is held at the Roanoke Island Festival Park. June 4th through the 6th, Bluegrass in Cherokee, held in Cherokee. Festival site is Happy Holiday RV Village. June 5 and 6, Bluegrass and Old Time Fiddlers Convention, Mount Airy at Veterans Memorial Park. That same weekend, Brevard Blues Festival in Brevard. It's held at the Brevard Music Center. June 5th through the 7th, Grover Fest in Ferguson. Festival attendance is limited to 650 people on site, located at High Country Motorcycle Camp. June 5th through the 7th, Okra Folk Festival, held on Roanoke Island at Howard Street and School Road. Haven't mentioned this so far this year, but the Hopscotch Music Festival, which is called America's Secretly Best Festival, and the premier experimental and underground festival in America, returns to downtown Raleigh for the sixth year, September 10th through the 12th. Featuring more than 140 bands over 3 days, Hopscotch is known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. North Carolina festivals and events coming up. Thursday, May 7th, Rockingham Plaza Jam Concert. Friday and Saturday, May 8th and 9th, Bessemer City Down Home Festival. Also May 8th and 9th, we have several events. Nashville Blooming Festival, the Village Jiggy Jam in Kannapolis, Carolina Strawberry Festival in Wallace. And then the following occur May 9th, Old Timey Days, Seven Springs, Carthage Buggy Festival, and Rocky Fest in Hidden Night. Then moving to the weekend of May 15th and 16th, you've got the Pink Hill Rose Festival and the Stedman Party in the Park. May 16th and 17th, Wings Over Wayne in Goldsboro. May 16th, Race City Festival Mooresville. May 16th, Run for the Warriors in Jacksonville. May 17th is the Ashboro Summer Concert Series. May 21st through the 23rd, Speed Street. It's presented by Coca-Cola, Charlotte. May 23rd, Lowell Freedom Festival. May 23rd, Speed Street 5K. May 23rd, the Hildebrand Classic Cruise-In. May 22nd through the 24th, Mint Hill Madness Festival. That's interesting. May 23rd through the 25th, Lake Lure Arts and Crafts Festival. Now we're going to talk about some of the audio description information that is available as provided by Arts Access. Audio description is a narration service for individuals who are blind or have low vision. The audio describer provides an ongoing dialogue of visual events that are taking place on the stage, screen, at the museum, on a television, at the movies, or even public speaking events. All right, here we go. Saturday, May 9th, Next to Normal, North Carolina Theater, Fletcher Opera Theater at 2 p.m. For information, 919-831-6951, and you can purchase tickets through Ticketmaster. Other audio described performances, Sunday, May 10th, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, Raleigh Little Theater at 3. Friday, May 15th. Pippin at DPAC at 8 o'clock. Of course, you can get tickets at 919-680-2787, Ticketmaster, or the Deepak Ticket Center. Sunday, May 17th, Cinderella, Carolina Ballet, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2. Some additional audio-described performances. Sunday, May 17th, Phantom Toll Booth, Cary Youth Applause, Cary Arts Center at 2. June 5th, It's Newsies at Deepak. June 23rd, Common Enemy at Triad Stage. June 26th, The Color Purple, Justice Theater. July 25th, The Buddy Holly Story, North Carolina Theater. Moving to the North Carolina Museum of Art, Blue Ridge Road, Raleigh, call 919-839-6262. Coming up Friday, May 8th, it's Sidecar Social Club at 5:30. Friday, May 15th, David Dyer Trio at 5:30. Sunday, May 17th, Family Renaissance Fair. Step back in time for an afternoon of merriment, music, games, traditional craft demonstrations, and art-making activities. Princesses and kings, pirates and comedians, fairies and jugglers are just some of the people you will encounter in the Renaissance Village. Activities take place indoors and out, rain or shine, starts at noon. Friday, May 22nd, it is the Onyx Club Boys at 5:30. Saturday, May 23rd, Lake Street Dive at 8 p.m. Friday, May 29th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves at 5:30. Friday, June 12th, Brandy Carlisle at 8 p.m. Wednesday, June 17th, Gary Clark Jr. And Friday, June 19th, Nico Case at 8. And that's all at the North Carolina Museum of Art. Back Porch Music on the Lawn. This is at American Tobacco Theater, 919-433-1566. Concerts are free and held on Thursday evenings from 6 to 9 p.m. May 14th, it is John Howie Jr. and the Rosewood Bluff with Tonk. When North Carolina's honky-tonk heroes, the $2 Pistols, broke up in 2008, lead singer-songwriter John Howie Jr. already had the seeds planted for a new group, the Rosewood Bluff. Tonk creates original country music that is heavily influenced by the masters of the 60s to mid-70s. May 28th, Scythian. The group is named for Ukrainian nomads. Scythian plays immigrant rock with thunderous energy, technical prowess, and storytelling songwriting, beckoning crowds into a barn dance rock experience. Okay. June 11th, Jim White versus the Packway Handle Band. Some problems today. June 25th, the Gravy Boys. July 30th, Jeff Austin Band. August 13th, Music Maker All-Star Review. August 27th, American Aquarium. And on September 10th, to close out the season, Chatham County Line. Okay, let's move to Carolina Theater, West Morgan Street in Durham. Phone numbers there, 919-560-3030 or 888-241-8162. Saturday, May 9th, Lisa Lampanelli. Lisa is known as comedy's lovable queen of mean. This equal offender is a regular on Howard Stern's Sirius satellite radio shows, and she has appeared on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, Late Show with David Letterman, Chelsea Lately, Jimmy Kimmel Live, The Dr. Oz Show, and Good Morning America. She was also a member of the cast of NBC's Celebrity Apprentice Season 5. Tickets start at $37. Sunday, May 10th, it's Butch Walker with special guest Jonathan Tyler. Tickets start at $24. Monday, May 11th, Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue. Tickets start at $30. Tuesday, May 12th, Lisa Loeb, Club Carolina event, Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter Lisa Loeb started her career with the platinum-selling number one hit song, Stay, I Missed You, from the film Reality Bites. Concerts at 8, tickets start at $37. Saturday, May 16th, Aladdin. I think everybody knows what that one is. Monday, May 18th, Club Carolina at 8 p.m., Shelby Lynn. Tickets start at $28. Friday, May 22nd, Legacy, Urethi, 30th Anniversary Concert. This concert by Collage Dance Company introduces two new pieces to our audiences, a piece from South Africa, the Can Dance, and a dance of strength. The company will also share a signature piece entitled Enchanted Forest, a forest where the animals celebrate with dance. Adults, $22. Children and seniors, $15. Sunday, May 24th, it is the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. Tickets are $25, and the performance is at 3. Tuesday, June 2nd, Shanna Tucker. Tickets start at $22. Performance is at 8. Tuesday, June 9th, Michael McDonald. Two notes. That's all it takes to recognize the voice of Michael McDonald, and I have to agree with that. Tickets start at $47. The performance is at 8 on June 9th. Sunday, June 14th, Kids Bop Kids, the Make Some Noise Tour. Tickets start at $20 to performances at 5 and 7:30. Monday, June 15th, one of the most iconic and influential artists of our time, Morrissey, has become a touchstone of indie, rock, and alternative music. Tickets start at $41.50. The show is at 8. Again, that's Morrissey, Monday, June 15th at Carolina Theater. And Tuesday, June 16th, an evening with David Crosby. Legendary singer-songwriter and social justice activist, David Crosby is a two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, inducted as a member of both the iconic folk rock band The Byrds, with whom he first rose to stardom, and the iconic Woodstock-era-defining group Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Tickets start at $47. The show is at 8. Moving on to Duke performances, we have two phone numbers, 919-660-3356, or the box office is 919-684-4444. All performances are at Duke Gardens, and in this following lineup, tickets, all of the following shows are $10, $5 for Duke students and employees. Kids 12 and under are free. Again, this listing is all taking place at Duke Gardens. Wednesday, June 3rd, MIPSO, 7 o'clock. Wednesday, June 10th, Music Maker Review, Cool John Ferguson, with Sam Fraser Jr. That's a 7 o'clock performance. Wednesday, June 17th, Dom Fleming's Trio. Monday, June 22nd, Phil Cook's Southland Review. And we have three dates for Phil Cook's Southland Review. The first one is Trials, Troubles, and Heartache. Tuesday, June 23rd, it's Are You Ready for the Jubilee? And Wednesday, June 24th, Introducing Southland Mission. Again, these are all at Duke Gardens, and all performances start at 7. Wednesday, July 1st, Laurelyn Dossett. Wednesday, July 8th, Alice Gerard and Raina Gellert. And Wednesday, July 15th, Music Maker Review with Boo Hanks, John D. Holman, Ironing Board Sam, and Williette Hinton. Again, those performances all at 7. Wednesday, July 22nd, Diali Sisoko and Kira Ba. Wednesday, July 29th, Music Maker Review, Pat, Mother Blues Cohen, and Big Ron Hunter. I mentioned several Music Maker Reviews. A reminder, Music Maker Relief Foundation is a nonprofit based in Hillsboro dedicated to helping the true pioneers and forgotten heroes of the blues gain recognition and meet their day-to-day needs. The organization is currently commemorating its 20th anniversary, and in celebration has collaborated with Duke Performance's Music in the Gardens for this series of multi-artist summer concerts. The Sunday's concert series in Wake Forest, May 10th, Casablanca Orchestra, May 17th, Liverpool, Carolina's Beatle Experience, May 24th, Jeaton Jolly, May 31st, the Gravy Boys. Okay, North Hills has the Midtown Beach Music Series held at the Commons, with events currently scheduled to be held Thursdays through August 6th, and the concerts are from 6 to 9 p.m. The Bluegrass Series, Midtown, concerts held Sundays at Midtown Park from 5 to 7 p.m. And also Saturday, June 6th at North Hills, Kickin' It Country. The Kickin' It Country event will include two bands, a North Carolina Pork Council sanctioned barbecue cook-off, kids' activities, local breweries and vendors from around the area. Proceeds from the event benefit Jim Catfish Hunter Chapter of the ALS Association and Adventurers for Special Needs. Coming up at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, now through May 10th, it's Next to Normal at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, May 8th and 9th, A Midsummer Night's Dream, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. Tickets are $18 to $75. Performance at 8 p.m. both nights. Tuesday, May 12th, it is Joshua Bell. Tickets $85 to $140. Performance is at 7:30. May 15th and 16th, Pop Goes Vegas, North Carolina Symphony Pops at May Mandy Concert Hall, and that'll do it for this week. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.